This is A Soul Transformed by St. John of the Cross, Friday, 18th week of Ordinary Time. The soul united to God and transformed in Him draws from within God a divine breath, much like the Most High God Himself. And God, abiding in the soul, breathes forth the life of the soul as his exemplar. This I take to be what Paul meant when he says, "Because you are children of God, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, 'Abba, Father.'" This is what takes place in those who have achieved perfection. One should not wonder that the soul is capable of so sublime an activity. For if God so favors her that she is made godlike by union with the Most Holy Trinity, I ask you then, why it should seem so incredible that the soul, at one with the Trinity, and in the greatest possible likeness to it, should share the understanding, knowledge, and love which God achieves in Himself. How this is possible, no other power or wisdom can express, save by explaining how the Son of God obtained this sublime state for us and won for us the power to be the children of God, as He asked the Father. "Father, I desire that where I am, those you gave me may also be with me, that they may see the glory you have given me, that is, that they may share with certainty the very task I perform." And then he said, "And not for them alone do I ask, but also for those who will come to believe in me through their teaching, that all may be one as you, Father, are one in me and I in you, that they may be one in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. And the glory you have given me, I have given them, that they may be one as we are, I in them, you in me, that they may be made perfect, and the world will know that you sent me. As you have loved me, so I have loved them." The Father thus gives them the same love he shareth with the Son, though not by nature as with the Son, but through unity and transformation of love. One should not think that the Son is asking the Father to make the saints one with him in essence and nature as the Son is with the Father, but rather that they be united with him in love, just as the Father and the Son are one in the essential unity of love.